Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He's just basically trusting his pitches, his repertoire, in the strike zone, you know. We saw it today with his two-seam, the way he was playing. He continued to get ground balls. We make really good plays behind him. We continue to play really good defense behind him on the same page with the catchers. Today was Alvarez, you know, the breaking ball, the slurve, whatever we're calling it right now, the changeup. It's just in and out, up and down, keeping hitters off balance. There's a lot to like about Quintana, but I think it comes down to staying on the attack.
Tony?
You said before the game, we haven't done anything yet. And I understand that you still haven't. With each passing day, to what extent is it starting to feel a little more real that this could be a playoff team?
Well, I think it's feeling real. Although, you know, I want to say probably go back to May or in June. You know, but I'm going to keep saying it. We haven't done anything, you know. We got to continue to play well. And I know we will. Just got to take it one day at a time and just control the things that we need to control. Just keeping it simple, keeping it fun, and we'll see what happens.
How do you now continue this momentum as you go on to play three of the best teams in baseball?
We'll be ready. We'll be ready. You know, I think we've been showing it for quite a bit now, and we don't want to look too far ahead. We got the Phillies coming to town. They're really good. We just saw them. But like I said, we're good too. The guys will be up for the challenge. So, one day mentality. Continue to believe.
Tim?
Offensively, which developments or contributions today are most encouraging to you?
There's a lot to like about a lot of guys. It's easy to pick a guy like Vientos. P continues to have really good at-bats. Nemo with the three-run homer, the walk. Taylor continues to swing the bat well. Alvarez with the walks. I mean, 1 through 9. So there's a lot to like. So I could pick, I don't know, pick it out of a hat.
And how important is it to you to get Iglesias off his feet for a few innings and a blowout?
Yeah, Iglesias and Alvi, you know, back-to-back nines, you know, where especially for a guy like Iglesias who's playing every day now, for him to have three innings yesterday and 3 innings today, it goes a long way with him. So it's important because he'll continue to play.
Dave.
Carlos, before this series started, you guys had a little bit of anxiety just kind of wondering about the fate of your MVP with Lindor. How do you feel about the way the team's responded, not having kind of the leader of the team for these 3 days?
Yeah, I don't know that we felt that way. I think one of the reasons we wanted to get the group together was just to get on the same page, meaning like we're good, you know. People will go down, people will continue to step up, and we shone that. But like I said, we got a good team coming in here, and the guys are excited and they'll be ready.
Abby?
Hers was pretty good in those first 3 innings. What were you guys able to do so well against him in the fourth?
Yeah, the fastball was playing up, and then the changeup was good. That combination was tough the first time through the lineup, but then felt like we made some good adjustments. Staying on the fastball, it was sneaky, but then he hung a couple of changeups that we were able to stay on. Pete was able, I think it was a changeup or maybe a slider, Taylor. We probably a little bit in between the first time through, but then that second time around, we made some good adjustments, stay on the fastball, and reacted to changeups up in the zone.
Aaron Taylor extended his hitting streak to 6 games, I think. What is he doing well? I mean, on both sides of the ball, he had that great catch, and it seems like he's kind of coming on strong with the bat.
Yeah, baseball player. You know, this guy is always ready. Doesn't matter the situation, whether it's in the starting lineup, coming in the middle of a game. Huge play there, and then they have bats. You know, I think it's conviction. He's ready for the fastball, and he's not missing pitches. He's on time, and he's playing with a lot of confidence.
Manny.
Brandon Nimmo just seems like the ball's coming out of his bat a lot better recently. What are you seeing that he's doing differently?
He was off last night, but the night before I said that the way that barrel was coming through the hitting zone, it was a different look, a different feeling. There was conviction. There was authority. He was ready to go for pitches. And today we saw that. He was ready to go for the fastball, and he dictated that at bat. Just got us going with a walk. So he's a good hitter. He's a good hitter, and there's some good signs right now from Nimmo.
And just with Lindor, he was on the field doing some stretches, throwing the ball around. What can you, like, do you have any updates regarding him?
No, nothing new. Nothing new there.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
Shop Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.